thanks to your parliamentary groups for the initiative. I would also like to thank the Commissaire for tackling this very important item, i.e. Decent work, the path to dignity for all. Thank you very much for having put the item on the agenda. After having listened to this general framework, we're now going to give the floor to a few speakers who are going to focus on different dimensions. We had the social dimension, the church, and now we're going to give the floor to all the stakeholders who are taking part in the process. We're now going to have a very lively discussion. First, my name is Norbert Klein. I'm from the European Center, which is a network of 70 organizations in Europe taking care of social dialogue in the field of education and training. Social dialogue is a way to gather very diverse interests, and it's also a way to strive a good balance between interests that might seem to be opposed to one another. I've also been part of the taken part in the Christian world of workers. I've also worked for the German embassy in Moscow. So this might help me to moderate the discussion with some success. Hildegarde has shown what the statement of Catholic-inspired organizations is. She told us about the statement of these organizations, and one of the most important sentences is that human beings are not a commodity. And even if this seems to be obvious, it's important to remind it. This is one of the basic principles of our discussion. If we want to promote sustainable development and to achieve sustainable development goals, we have to remind that human beings are not commodities. We have to promote a decent work, a work which is protected, a work which is associated with a relevant system of social protection. We have to include people who work for the so-called informal economy. Also people who have no other choice, who have to migrate to escape poverty, especially youngsters. In Europe today we are faced with very difficult situations, dramatic situations. Youngsters today have to find solutions. They have to find some hope into the future. As we said, we're now going to give the floor to the stakeholders, to those who take part in the process, those who are there to achieve the goals necessary for sustainable development to take place.